This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. And we have the first hour now on Mondays, second hour, I mean, on Mondays is Dr. Truat. And Dr. Tru, you got some conclusions. You did some amazing stuff about a month ago, pulling up the actual members involved with this event 201 at John Hopkins University Hotel in New York. These criminals, these intellectual criminals, were putting together a global scheme. We also have the players that are starting to fall apart, but not fast enough. When I see some rumors coming out that Trump is going to fire some of the people like Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci and Dr. Bill Gates. He does have an MD, but it stands for Megadeth, just like a heavy metal rocker. We have people that are confusing data. The test kits they use in Santa Clara and Southern California were tests from China, which are freaking useless. And so the number of people they projected actually had coronavirus didn't freaking have it at all. If they had anything, they might have had a previous vaccine or the seasonal flu. Only a tiny fraction of the U.S. population, I believe, has even been exposed to the virus. And the BRI nations like Iran and Italy and a lot of Chinese may have had some exposure. But we're not. This whole thing is way blown out of proportion because they have an objective, don't they? Can you expand on that with your pathologist comments you made earlier in Germany and what else is going on here? Because there's a lot of confusion about the data, isn't there?
It takes time to gather all the data and to see what really is going on because, you know, you can say whatever you want leading up to it, but then when the dust settles and it clears and they can see exactly what has gone on by the numbers, it's pretty clear this has been absolutely fraudulent and a hoax.
Well, their computer model they had was going to be millions dead by now, and it's not. Number one. Number two, they're confusing deaths from seasonal flu, which this year's... I got the seasonal flu last December, and the bugger lasted three times longer, and it was a bad seasonal flu. I lost the hearing in my right ear, got vertigo, and I recovered because I took my nutraceuticals. I didn't go to the hospital and do all the garbage. And I actually have reports from New York that the nurses are seeing in the ICU, they let people deteriorate, and instead of getting things like hyperbaric oxygen and IV vitamin C or whatever, which would help them, they wait them to deteriorate, and they slap them on a ventilator that actually is increasing the chance on high people that they're going to die from the damn ventilator because they get triple the money. So we have a corrupt medical system that designates that they had COVID virus, and they probably had something else completely different, whether it's a regular medical illness or most likely just a seasonal flu. And, yeah, there are probably some COVID cases out there, but the only way to tell is if you do a swab and a gene clade analysis, and the conservation that doesn't genetically modify is the sigma-1 protein. But nobody's doing that. They got some little samples here and there around the world of gene clade analysis. You go to nextstrain.org and nextstrain.org. What I see is total digital and epidemiological BS, including for Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci and Dr. Bill Gates, Mr. Megadeth. And the fact is that we should be back to work today. And maybe we need a mask or an eye visor, but other than taking some vitamins, this would be nothing. And then if we have our nutraceuticals like Nutriden, NutriDefense, and things like vitamin D, zinc, like your zinc that we sell as well, our zinc, which is our cell defense, Minerals Plus, vitamin Mineral Max, and Ionophore, that helps to block the RNA polymerase. And by the way, it wouldn't just do it for the COVID, it would do it for regular flu, because regular flu can kill you. People don't know the average American every year, 39 to 45,000 die, and this year we estimated that it's going to be 65 to 90,000. That's from the regular flu. So people need to understand they're mixing data here because they have an objective, don't they?
Well, like I wanted to tell you, this German pathologist, he came out just over the weekend, and my friend Tom, who's German, but he's living in America.
Yeah, he lives in Nebraska, doesn't he? He's the guy that brings over the cell beetle match from Dr. Fisher in Germany.
Correct. And so, Tom, we had a good talk this morning early. He said, I haven't had a chance to get my email, but I'll send those on to you when I get them, because I have a translator from German.
Right.
But the bottom line is he's done himself personally, random sampled 100 different COVID-19 cases that were certified. He just randomly chose the numbers.
Right.
He's trained over 12,000 doctors, pathologists, and he's gathering their data. Here's the bottom line. The ones that he did, he says, I did a full analysis of the cause of death. I did a full analysis of the any viral structures inside their lungs. Every one of the 100 that said were COVID symptoms were all seasonal influenza, HIV.
Of course they are, and I don't disagree with you. And in fact, this is so disturbing. They shut the economy down because they wanted to force vaccine. Now, you don't even need to put a chip in people or nanobots or other stuff. What they did in South Korea, which is kind of weird, they actually put it in their cell phone, and they've already done it for 2 years or so in China. So you're banking everything's in your freaking cell phone, and it's almost, I call, you know, you don't give people the mark of the beast, you call it the mark of the cell phone. That if you don't have your cell phone with you, you go to jail, okay? But this nuts is total digital cybernetic control of the population, isn't it? That's what they're up to.
That's what it is. And what's problematic is it's the same thing in Germany, the Netherlands, France, Spain.
It's a global plan. It's a global plan.
They're all marching to the same Pied Piper, and that's what's troubling to my friend Tom. He said that this was just a U.S. thing. Well, that's all. And I, because I sent him earlier the international protocol they put out in 1918.
Right.
They didn't know about viruses. They didn't know what was causing it. The 1918 social distancing, 6 feet recommended. Everybody has masks. Everybody has this and this. It's exactly like they pulled out the playbook of 1918. And now we know that there is, that look, if this is a communicable virus, and that's a big if, big IF, because that's the other thing that this pathologist said. Okay, they've got the gene clades supposedly coming out from China at the Chinese CDC labs.
Right.
Well, guess what? Those are even suspect because they're coming out of a lab that's funded completely by DARPA. So there has not been any peer review.
Yeah, here's a couple of bits of data though that kind of throw a little wrench partly into this, but it kind of gives you have to create a new little logic equation here. Number one, the number of people that have died from, quote, whatever this is more than all of last year by the first 17 days of April, which means there's something else happening besides the regular seasonal flu. Now, we know that some of these other things are toxic pesticides, 5G network, which is being launched, and other things that are not the cause of this. A lot of people are so crazy they think it's a 5G network thing alone. My guess is only a tiny percentage of this in Western nations, except for BRI, that are like Iran and Italy, most of them are just seasonal flu. Okay, and the seasonal flu this year is particularly bad. I had it. I know what it's like, and I took supplements and get over it. But it was the worst flu I had in decades. What I see happening, though, is these globalists wanted to chip and track us. In fact, you see it in the TED conference with Bill Gates in 2015. You see it in reports later. You see it in the collaboration of European labs, like the lab in the Netherlands, their U.S. BSL labs in New Samarit, collaborating with the Communist Chinese, funding by Fauci to do this, because their satanic wet dream is they want to create a virus that causes enough havoc they can force vaccinate the population. And there's three things that I've heard them say. Now, whether they're going to do it completely is they want to force vaccinate us to reduce fertility, which means sterilize us. Because if this virus does attack the ACE receptor, one of the reports I got out of China, later proven with data I pulled back over a decade of research at multiple labs around the world, is that anything that attacks the ACE receptor reduces fertility and sperm count. Number one. Number two, they wanted to chip us so they can track us. And even if that's all they do is even give you an armband or put in your cell phone, they want everything to go electronic communications, which they did in China. So China's like a social lab for the globalists in the world. They're like a social lab for tests in China first, hurt those poor people there, and then bring it to everybody else, right? That's why WhatsApp was working with Google. The third thing is weird, and it's hard for me to get total corroboration on this, but you've seen TED lectures on nanobots, and you gave me an article on that. And the thing is, nanobots are what's called smart dust. And when you inject smart dust into people and it gets in their body, they can self-replicate, they can attach your central nervous system and even your DNA so they can change your epigenetics and even interface if you get a signal coming in from an external source like 5 or 6G and actually change even your thought patterns or a bidirectional access to your consciousness. So the wet dream of the globalists is they eventually want to create something that's on TV now on Vimeo, called the feed, F-E-E-D, and the feed is basically where they inject you with nanochips, which is in the movie, actually, this is the second season now, and it allows you to dream with somebody 1,000 miles away. So you got to understand that the wet dream of the Satanists is to create a matrix. Do they have bidirectional access to even your consciousness and your geolocation to a cubic meter? Now, whether they can accomplish that is another thing, but they're trying to with their satellite-based six companies putting up 20,000 satellites, their World ID coming out this October 1st. And the latest I heard is that this is from lawyers now in Washington, D.C., and they won't come on my show, but I got actual contact, that they're planning on launching a vaccine, whatever the hell it is, to give after Labor Day this year to Americans and people around the world. Now, you can see Mr. Tedros saying, hey, no, it doesn't matter if you've got antibody levels in Peru and Chile. We're not going to give you a certificate that you can go back to work. I'm thinking, what the hell? They certified that China did a good job, and now they're saying that the antibody levels don't allow you to have a freedom to return to work. There's a lot of mixed messages here, isn't there?
Oh, yes.
And when we come back, I want you to discern some of them, because I don't have all the answers, but I got some really good questions. How's that? We're working our way through the better and better questions here. What the hell is happening here? But believe me, we're being scammed and hoaxed, aren't we? It's real danger, but we're being hoaxed too.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Supplements. Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo.
So, Dr. Cho, here's the thing. What you're saying is that the nextstrain.org is a DARPA site, which means, okay, let's say we'll search some out. Then these doctors that say in Germany are saying they've done gene analysis of the gene sequencing and they find no novel virus. Now, here's the next question. Then how do you explain all the excess deaths we're having that are way beyond the regular seasonal flu? So you got to say, okay, what's causing it? And I know it isn't just 5G network. We know that's not good for your body, and it makes you weakened. But you can't just dismiss it, especially when I already have all the papers of how they're trying to build this virus using what's called gain of function at the University of North Carolina with Dr. Barrick, the Sigma-1 protein reverse engineering with Dr. Liu that was published even in Nature back in 2017, with the 1,000 Talents program with Harvard, actually arrested 2 months ago, taking money from the National Institute of Allergy, Harvard, and the 1,000 Talents program going back and forth to Wuhan. So let's assume that they didn't make the virus, and what is killing people, because it's a lot more than just regular seasonal flu, even that. You know, we say, so what is it?
That's not what I'm trying to tell you. This is the report. Come out. It is not anymore than seasonal influenza. This is what's coming out. All the data is being grasped from world sources. It is not any different. 650,000 deaths in 2017, 2018. Now, what they're trying to do, and this has been exposed in Italy for sure, about half of them are not anywhere near COVID. There's nothing COVID in it. Even this doctor in Germany is saying that that they're COVID-19, they're coming in and doing the pathology and doing the autopsies, and there's no virus. There's not even a seasonal virus on them. They're dying
It's hard to pick a seasonal virus, but I agree with you. I think most of the data, even if there is a COVID out there, most of the deaths are actually due to seasonal flu. But you do need something to protect you, because if the seasonal flu is lethal, things like your Magi, things like my nutraceuticals will kill it. For example, that's what I took to recover from it. I got really sick with that flu. When it hit me, I actually got such bad influenza, I was coughing my head off. People know I'm even on the show when I hit my cough button. I lost my hearing in my right ear and got such bad vertigo, I had to get around with a walker. And it took me 3 times longer than the regular flu, which is usually a few days to a couple weeks. This took like 6 weeks or longer. So I have people understand, this seasonal flu this year is a hell of a lot worse than the regular flu. But I agree, most of the cases are probably seasonal flu.
Now, what's important to understand, Dr. Bill, is he's not saying that this is not a bad situation, because there's elements of the 2003 SARS that's being showing up. But that's not a novel SARS-CoV-2.
Well, I'll tell you what I have from my sources is that there are signs that this is a recombination of the animal virus with HIV genes from Australia, the animal lab that worked with the 1,000 Talents program in China, in Wuhan. That's a recombination of gain-of-function to make it a travel, not by just droplets, but by extreme aerosols spread, just like they made with Ameristhrax with anthrax. So you have many more spores going into the deep lung to make Ameristhrax years ago. I know the guys that launched Ameristhrax and how they were going to launch it at the time of 9/11. And my belief is if we have had the release of, let's say we'll assume that we have had the release of this COVID virus, it's number one, not as infective as people say, and most of the cases they're attributing to are seasonal flu. Or number two, we're barely at the start of this, and the cases that had a higher mortality rate, like Italy and Iran, that may have had the original clade, because we have apparently three different substrains based on gene analysis. And it's not all just DARPA. I have other labs that have been testing it. My guess is most of the data is seasonal flu, but there is this virus out there. Now, the problem is, if people have a competent immune system, they have adequate vitamin A levels, A, D, C, zinc, and other things, your body handles even new novel viruses very fine. The problem is, that's why most of the cases that they have, even if they did correct gene analysis, would probably be asymptomatic, because people have had it, they had immune competence, and they didn't even get a fever. And that includes whether it's the seasonal flu or this new novel virus, because they wanted people to be sick so they could justify forced vaccinating the population. And they want to, and they keep pushing the social distancing.
You're assuming a lot of things that just aren't factual, Dr. Bill.
I have enough facts to raise more questions.
Listen to me now.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the testing. The COVID-19 test kit is total BS. It's not testing specifically for a COVID. It's testing for coronaviruses, which are multiple. Viruses from even common cold.
I know that. I totally agree. I'm saying that the test kits they have now are freaking useless. I totally agree. But here's what I say they should do, and they're not doing it. Number one, We can test for the presence of the glycoprotein, the sigma glycoprotein that attaches with the biophilia scanner, number one. That can be done. And then we have to have swabs with gene clade analysis. That's not being done in other countries. I guarantee if these pathologists did a gene clade, they'd probably 99% of the cases they said were COVID in Germany and other countries were not, but were seasonal flu. But there may be some cases of COVID, but number one, it's not as infective as they hoped. Number two, it's actually because it's only pandemic, not endemic. It's not killing as many people, and it doesn't justify shutting down the economy, which is going to kill 1,000 times more people from suicide and economic devastation than the virus ever would have. So we're sort of on the same sheet of music, but here's where I think we need to do. We need to change the whole modus of testing. Our testing that they're pushing and social distancing is useless. And even if it's seasonal flu, if you want to say, okay, wear even a cloth mask, your droplet spray doesn't spread. If people just wore masks, like just a cloth mask, and like they do and have done for decades in China, the seasonal flu wouldn't spread as fast as they do this in China all the time. If when the flu comes out in China, because it always emerges there, they wear a mask, even a cloth mask, on their face. And if people took got adequate sunlight, which now when they're indoors are not getting adequate sunlight, they took vitamin D, zinc, et cetera, like your zinc, and they had a competent immune system and antioxidants, even if they got an infection, it would be either asymptomatic or minor, and they wouldn't end up in hospital. I saw these two doctors here, alternative doctors, Dr. Brownstein and Dr. Nang, and they were actually going out in people's cars, and they're giving intravenous, hydrogen peroxide and vitamin C. And they're giving them vitamin A and E. And they had people they rescued. They were supposed to be dying. They probably just had seasonal flu, and they rescued from it. And I guarantee you that if they actually did gene clade analysis, very few of these cases out there right now, especially in America, are actually COVID-19. We're on the same sheet of music. What I'm saying is they wanted it to be a lot more lethal. Maybe a future version they will make more lethal. But the current version right now, except in BRI nations like Iran and Italy, where it's got a much higher case fatality rate. So it's not just seasonal flu occurring there. I know there's something going on there that doesn't make sense. And these are not necessarily countries even with 5G. There isn't 5G all across Iran. And there's other countries. Okay, so there's other factors here we haven't fully taken into account. But I agree, most of these cases, the test kits are freaking useless, both the antibody and the other. Most of the cases are seasonal flu, twice as lethal as usual. But there's something that they want to do, whether they accomplish it or not. They're trying to have a modus to chip us, track us, and vaccinate us. And now they don't even want to give a license to people to return in Peru and Chile to return to work, even if they had antibody tests. And these same idiots for the WHO were certifying that China's a good guy, and they made these vaccine kits. And right? It doesn't make sense, does it?
Well, I can tell you what I think, but I got to talk and let you tell it.
I will. I'm going to let you talk when we come back after the break, because I want people to start discerning. Right now we're at the point where we're getting a lot more questions than good answers yet. But we know that we've been hoaxed and scammed, haven't we? There's no doubt that we have, all right? If you just had a competent immune system, you get through this fine.
Get healthy.
This is the greatest important.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-21.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Small business loan applications are now being accepted as part of the Paycheck Protection Program. Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan tells CBS's Face the Nation he doesn't like the competitive aspect to that popular program.
Between Congress and the administration and American people, we need to get all these funded and not make this a foot race. Just get the work done and get everybody through.
More money was added to that popular program after the Democrats held up the funding for about a week. President Trump is questioning why the federal government should give funding to bail out poorly run states that usually lean Democratic during the coronavirus pandemic. On Twitter, the president posed the question and said most states are not looking for bailout help. The president did specifically highlight the state of Illinois, which he says is Democratic run and managed. You're listening to USA Radio News. Another major endorsement for the last Democratic candidate standing. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
It was not unexpected. The only question was when it would happen. And on Monday morning, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi released a video endorsing Joe Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination.
Now more than ever, we need a forward-looking, battle-tested leader who will fight for the people. A president with the values, experience, and the strategic thinking to bring our nation together.
And Pelosi added that elections always matter, but possibly never as much as the upcoming presidential balloting. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Senate will return on May 4th after an extended recess amid the coronavirus pandemic. That's at least according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The GOP leader says the Senate will modify its routines, but will not try to legislate long distance anymore. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey, and we're back with Dr. Chu. So, Dr. Chu, we have up on the screen how your Magi, Mini Magi. These are important to not only block electro pollution, but also to reanimate your system to activate the production of messenger RNA for structural proteins and enzymes, which are, depending on our basically very deficient diet, demineralized, toxic pesticide, and now electro pollutionized with e-toxins, I call them. The general immune function of the population, even to conventional things like the seasonal flu or other viruses and other pathogens, is suppressed. And so if we just simply take measures like taking nutraceuticals like these alternative doctors, vitamin A, C, and E, and D, and giving them zinc and giving them intravenous vitamin C, they're rescuing people. Well, we even have more. We have our first-line defense kit. We have vitamin D, we have our zinc, like the zinc that you have in our gastroheal zinc carnosine. We have, of course, the iron for zinc, which is in our Minerals Plus and Mitra Mineral Max. But your Magi will also block a lot of the things, both of this or any other virus, whether it's, I think you have cases we've talked about of even stopping things like herpes simplex virus, or because viruses don't like electro frequency, do they?
Well, I think what's happening is the oxygenation factors. When you put electrons on iron and hemoglobin, it allows it to carry more oxygen. That's easy to see, easy to understand.
Right.
So if you increase your oxygenation from your blood, which supplies the tissue, that's the primary nutrient. You talk about an immune system.
Right.
You have good oxygenation, but you're in trouble. And that's why people are dying from whatever they're dying from. It's a hypoxia event. It's not a viral pneumonia where their lungs are filling up with fluid and they're dying.
Yeah, they're dying of allergen sickness because they're dying of mitochondrial hypoxia, right?
I need to really make sure people understand this, Dr. Bill, because it goes back to a list of questions. And my friend, he's retired, but he's on Hulu. scientist. He's one of the top five microbiologists in the world. Wrote many books, and he's on the par of Dr. Linus Pauling. In fact, he's the one that introduced me to Dr. Pauling in the 90s.
Oh, really? Cool. What's his name?
I cannot. He asked me not to give his name.
Not to mention his name. Okay. What's his first name? Just for his, is he like John or George or what?
Melvin. We call him Melvin.
Call him Melvin. Okay, cool. Because Dr. Melvin told you this. What did he say?
He said, when I was asking him about some of the things I was writing, my 61-page paper, I asked him for peer review, and he actually called me and said, you seem to be forgetting what Dr. Pauling taught you, and you seem to be forgetting what Dr. McBean shared with you with her papers that we were able to give to you. I said, well, I'm sorry, what am I forgetting? And he started asking questions, and that's how he teaches, through questioning.
Right.
He says, do you know what a chimera virus is? And I said, yes, it's a laboratory-created virus that just does gene splicing like a GMO virus. He goes,
right.
Very good. Do you know what HIV is, human immunosuppressant virus? Because Dr. Melvin actually was the one who blew the whistle on who did it and why. He's very upset that there was not arrest and long-term consequences, but he got a free pass. So he knows this. So it's human immunosuppressant virus, a chimera virus. I said, I believe it is. I've never seen one of them.
Right.
He says, are you aware of West Nile virus? I said, yes.
Right.
He goes, I've sent you over the years, and we've discussed this, the incredible studies, mainly coming out of, again, DARPA-funded studies in laboratories and coming out of the military, Fort Detrick and Jeffrey Taubenberger and Terrence Tompe and all of these. He says, here's the bottom line. He says, they have tried and tried and tried to make these viruses to cross gene clades to go from species, like from bats to human, and make them extremely virulent and transmissible.
Right.
They have not been able to do so. I said, okay, what are you getting at? He says, if you had 1,000 people that are all tested positive by blood tests, not by freaking swabs in the throat or nasal swabs, no, by blood tests, that they're HIV positive, and everybody's around you coughing and hacking and touching desks, can you catch HIV virus, Dr. Chu? I said, if I say yes, will I be a homophobe? He laughed.
Funny.
He says, there were people, remember when this all came out in the 70s and 80s? People were all afraid they might be catching this AIDS. They might be catching HIV. And we had to prove, and he says, I was very largely responsible for proving people, you cannot catch this virus. And any type of weaponized chimera virus that puts these different gene clades together, because of the way they do it, they're inanimate objects. They have to inject them into your body. Okay, I said, all right. He says the proof of this came and they focused to the homosexual community. These hepatitis B vaccines that were tainted with this new chimera virus, that's how people got sick. And then, of course, AIDS puts all of these viruses in his malaria vaccines in Africa, and 1 million Africans die. That's what's happening. Okay, and these people are still operating. They're still operating carte blanche. And Dr. freaking Fauci is a part of it.
Exactly. In other words, because they didn't inject it. That's why if they force vaccinate people, they'll probably be injecting them stuff with something that will be deadly if this virus isn't.
Exactly. You know what I'm kidding. So he asked the question, what is the difference between any chimera lab virus and HIV? I said, I don't know. I'm not a lab technician. You are. He goes, exactly. You need to ask people in charge the question. Show you the study. Now, any study that's independently, that's peer-reviewed, and this is what I asked my FDA guy. I said, do you still have access to all the FDA lab files? All I'm limited to is PubMed. And I tried it. Oh, PubMed. He says, oh, yeah. He says, I definitely can find these. Because I said, this is Dr. Melvin. He says, show me one new study that they've broken the firewall and made it so you can catch a virus like you can in HIV. That, I am not aware of it, but I have not been in the research lab for 10 years. Okay, so this is what I gave my FDA guy. Because he said, what are you saying? He asked me, I said, hey, I'm not saying anything. I'm asking some questions. Show me the study. Well, guess what? He came back. He says, here's the study that Fauci's all saying. It's 6.5 to 7 times more transmissible and catchable than the seasonal influenza. I says, okay, who did that study? Where was it made and who did it? Well, there it is. Right in his face. They were all funded by DARPA. Complete DARPA labs without a single bit of peer review. Right? But he did pull up 20 other studies in the last 10 years, Dr. Bill. They told exactly what Dr. Melvin said. Hey, they tried and they tried and they tried and tried and tried to make it transmissible, and each one of them failed. They had to inject them into guinea pigs. They could not.
Okay, so let's take what you're saying as true. Let's say that it's very non-infective, and let's say there was a tiny percentage of the people that have COVID-19. The real danger then comes after Labor Day, when I've heard from my legal expert that they're planning to force vaccinate the whole friggin' population of America and the world, and if you don't, you're going to be either heavily fined or go to prison. Now, if they can inject you, and they inject you with this particular bug, then, for God's sake, we're going to see some real things happen, aren't we?
Yes. And then the next question he came and asked me, he says, Dr. True, if you had an injection of hepatitis B and you contracted HIV and you didn't know it and you started getting these pneumonia-like symptoms that lead you to die from AIDS, and yet you were just not aware of it, did you pass this on to a partner if you had sexual relations, like your wife? I says, yes. He goes, yes, absolutely. You have to change bodily fluids.
Bodily fluids, yeah. Actually, I know the index cases. When we come back, I'll give you some stories I know going back to the origin of AIDS. You're right, and it's parallel to what you're talking about. Back in a moment with Dr. Truat. Amazing discussion. More questions than answers, but a lot we've been hoaxed, for sure. In just a moment. Coming back.
Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allison Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I want to go back a little bit in the story, and then I want you to answer and respond and expand this. In 1997, when I went to Zurich, Switzerland, and talked about fetal tissue transplant for Parkinson's and diabetes and the growth of artificial fetuses and uteri to do genetic engineering to create transhumans, and they gave me a box of documents, and they told me and showed very clearly the HLI people literally smuggled under the Basel, Switzerland World Health Organization headquarters that in order to get HIV, they actually put it in the hepatitis B vaccine, and it's only the people who were vaccinated that started the so-called pandemic or epidemic of HIV. So if you had sex, you could transfer it. Like if the homosexuals, or a lot of young homosexuals are very sexually active, or if you're heterosexually active, you're going to spread it. But without IV transfer, it doesn't transfer in a cough. And if that's the case, what we're talking about here and what you're trying to say basically is, if there's a distant possibility of COVID-19, maybe, and this is the real question here, and I'm not giving an answer, but maybe the real danger is that just like this banner in Texas that I saw last week, we're not going to take the blankety-blank-blank vaccine that Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and, you know, Dr. Megadeth Bill Gates wants to push, because it's the mark of the beast. And mark of the beast isn't just taking a chip to put in you, or put a band on your arm or whatever. It's to insert DNA-altering and disease-causing super weapons that by injection are going to work like crazy, when by an ordinary oral spread or airway spread, it's not as effective as people think. Now, there might be a percentage of cases, but my guess is if the projections they had from their so-called data are a minuscule fraction of the dead they expected by this time, for example, now the 27th of April, according to their predictions, they should have 2 million or more dead in America. What is it, 100,000, 50-some thousand in America, which is really not much more than the seasonal flu, maybe twice as bad or a little worse. What I see happening is the real danger is after Labor Day, and I heard this from my source, from a legal source who won't come on the program, they're planning on forced vaccinating the population. If you don't take the vaccine, you're going to go to prison or get a massive, crippling fine. Now, that tells me that totalitarian maniacs are absolutely bent. That's why they're not even going to give people a return to visa in Chile and Peru with this guy Tedros and the World Health Organization, because they don't want people to think they have adequate antibodies to protect against the damn thing so they can return to work rate, which people are doing this week. They want to freaking force vaccinate us with something that's a bioweapon. What do you think?
Well, I go back to what the projections were back in February, where Fauci keeps saying is if our computer models show millions will die, do all of this social distancing and do all of our protocols, we can probably cut that in half. But we're going to have that's all a fear tactic that we're going through. So, we have to go by the computer models. Mm-hmm. Again, what computer model? Whose computer model?
Their computer model, right?
Yeah, it's a DARPA-based computer model there, you see. It's artificial intelligence driven. question is,
by incorrect assumptions in the first place, and these incorrect assumptions driven by globalists who want to sterilize the population, which it could have, it actually worked that way, because remember when you attach the ACE receptor, whether it's injection, which they want to do in September, or a virus that's spread by airway, and my guess is if it was infective as they thought it was, we would have 2 million dead, but we don't, do we?
Well, not only that, but you see, he also said very clearly, this is, and I remember this, because I took issue with it, how do you know this? If it's a novel virus that's similar to influenza, how do you know? How does the computer model even say that he said, well, this will continue killing people all through the summer? It's not going to just go away in May. It's going to keep killing people. It's going to be, you know, be death tolls in waves. I remember him saying that very clearly.
Yeah, and you're talking about Fauci, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Fauci was saying this. Now, in his 2 weeks ago, he says, well, now we're seeing our newest computer model. This thing is becoming a rascal. It's taking and hiding away seasonal influenza now.
Oh, come on. A rascal. I mean, you mean that people are getting out in sunlight and their beach or their front lawn, and their vitamin D levels are going up, so the virus can invade, and it's probably seasonal flu. See, I think the COVID-19 is out there, but I think it's number one, not as infective as they think. Number two, people with normal immune systems are coping with it, and it's not causing serious illness. In fact, if let's say we have mixed data here, we have some people that actually have seasonal flu on their immunoglobulin or PCR, and some people actually have COVID-19. My guess, number one, it's not as infective, it's not as serious, and most people are asymptomatic, which is why a lot of people are walking around today with their kids on their shoulders. I saw a picture in my Epic Times saying, we're going to protest, man. We're not shutting down the economy. 26 million Americans last 6 weeks lost their jobs. Holy cripes. And we think this is okay. They predict, actually, food shortages by closing off the meatpacking plants, and they say by this summer, 30 million people worldwide will die of starvation caused by the actions by the WHO and these global maniacs. Just by starvation. Right?
Yep. There you go. I mean, see,
this summer.
It's simply an agenda. They have tried to... you know, the HIV chimera virus is pretty doggone effective. But they, you know, it goes back to Terrence Tompe and Taubenberger taking the 1918... virus, which, by the way, I'm conclusively through. I mean, I know without a doubt that was caused by vaccination too. Okay,
and well, that was I got the proof. I actually have the data going back to the USAMRIID people working in Fort Lupton, and the fact that they had a recombination that occurred with the Rothschild Foundation of pig flu and human flu, so it created a recombinant that would grow deep in the lungs. So they actually went to Spain, and when they got there, they called it the Spanish flu because the flu broke out in there, but it was actually the injection from the typhus vaccine.
Exactly.
And then they tried to exhume the bodies as long ago as the late 60s and early 70s from Alaska to get the frickin' virus because they wanted to recreate the damn thing, right?
This is what I'm trying to tell you, Dr. Bill. Dr. McBean's book, The Poison Needle, in 1957, I have a copy of it. I have another book that was written by independent investigators called The Horrors of Vaccination, published in 1920. They conclusively did the forensics analysis, they did tracing back. And every single one of them came from a vaccinated individual or the death happened from people who were vaccinated and had sexual partners. That's where they traced it back to in virology. But see, that's not something that they want to, the Rothschild.
Now, I have a feeling, though, if you have enough viral load, some people might get infected secondarily if you have enough viral load of some kinds of viruses. Like my grandmother had a relative that had the 1918 flu, and the little girl, her sister actually got coughed on by this relative. They buried her, and the next week the brother wanted to hold the daughter of his sister, and they buried him the next week, and he wasn't vaccinated. So my guess is that the primary the way this is going to be spread is by injection, which means the real danger is after Labor Day, around the Feast of Tabernacles, which according to my book and what God gave me, will be the formal start of the last 7 years. In other words, we have a warm-up period right now, and the people in Texas and elsewhere are rejecting the idea of forced vaccination and the idea they can't return to work. I hear Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci and these other maniacs saying, don't return to work. I'm thinking, at the very least, just wear a cloth mask so you don't have droplet spray from regular flu. But don't be a paranoid piece of human garbage thinking you got to stay 6 feet. It doesn't matter if the virus was an aerosol. It's going to go further, but it's not as infective if you have a competent immune system. Right?
That's dependent on if you can, even if you can catch a virus. Because it really, that's the issue. It's either Bocamp's terrain theory or Pasteur's germ theory. And what's true with bacterium, which are living, breathing organisms that are spread by droplets and will start into nasal passages and throat, are very much different than the inert solvents called viruses that are produced inside of your own very body. So,
right.
I mean, this issue, I happen to just, I've been trained by Dr. Pauling and the best of the Beauchamp camp of the terrain.
I've been trained as the issue, which is why I do functional medicine, and I got into this over decades of seeing regular doctors, dumb as a bag of rocks, not looking at the terrain and why people got diabetes and other chronic illnesses, and realizing that the answer is the terrain, which is why, in some ways, this coronavirus is good because it's going to cause the death of conventional medicine. And when you see people being slapped on ventilators when they need hyperbaric oxygen, they need things like vitamin D and zinc and other things to build up their immune system and antioxidants like, you know, IV vitamin C and other things like our curcumin product. There's even a company out of Utah that has an intravenous form of curcumin that they've proved in actual studies from regular flu and other things, it'll stop these other viruses causing death of mitochondria. Not just the COVID virus, but any flu or any bug. What you have to understand here, this company's already come up with an intravenous for curcumin. Whereas it's oral, you don't need intravenous. And what people should understand, everybody should be taking my first-line kit. Everybody should be getting things like a Magi device to block all the viruses out there, because we're all weakened, aren't we, by a demineralized food supply, pesticides, electropollution. All these things are harming all of our immune systems, aren't they?
Yeah, well, that's what it is.
It's a terrain. In other words, it's a terrain issue. It's a nutritional issue. It's a electropollution issue. It's not a super plague unless they can get the freaking thing injected into us like they did with this Canadian airline steward that started off the Haitian plague by being injected and then having sex with Haitians. How's that?
That's the agenda.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you, those Texans are right with their banners, aren't they? No shot for me. I got a shot for them, but it contains lead. How's that? What do you think?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Includes NIOSH N95 masks, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.